there is a problem of violence in big cities around the country, and for that matter, around the world. And WirePoints at wirepoints.org wants you to know about issues that are out there, including some very disturbing ones regarding the Chicago Police Department and how many people they have, how many people they need. Ted Dabrowski joins me now. Ted at wirepoints.org, thank you for the work you're doing to try to keep us informed.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so Ted, there were a number of calls. You know, people say, well, I call the police, nobody's coming. And then people who live in the burbs go, well, that can't be true. Well, there's only so many cops to do the job, and those calls get prioritized. So, yeah, frighten us a little bit. What's happening?
Well, yes, we've been hearing more and more about these periods in which the police department doesn't have enough force to handle dispatches. So the 911 dispatches will go out to the police, and there's no police to go out there and take care of the issue. And so when we heard about these growing periods of unavailability of police, well, we FOIA'd to find out, well, how many incidents are we talking about? And what we got back was just fascinating. Still hard to believe, and frankly, to get your hands around the numbers. But we found out in 2021, there were over 400,000 incidences where the police dispatchers called and no police were available. And we're talking about...
And these aren't parking calls, right? These aren't somebody parked too close to a fire hydrant. This is serious stuff.
Exactly. We're talking about priority one and priority two level incidents. And we're talking about priority one is defined as, quote, an imminent threat to life, bodily injury, or major property damage loss. And priority two incidents are those where timely police action has the potential to affect the outcome of an incident. So we're talking about serious stuff. And, it was 156,000 such incidents back in 2019 before pre-COVID, before COVID, before George Floyd. So we've had this massive spike in these number of calls that can't be answered. And that's a real concern, especially when you hear what kind of incidents they are.
Aaron and Nick, as news people, this will, give you goosebumps. Almost 15,000 assaults in progress, almost 18,000 batteries in progress, 16,000 plus people with guns, people with knives over 5,000, almost 13,000 shots fired, 1,300 plus somebody's been shot, 800 plus somebody's been stabbed, and 15,000 domestic battery cases. These are the cases we didn't have the cops to go to those incidents and actually handle them.
And thank goodness for reporting like this so that we can actually learn about it and hold people accountable, right?
Yeah, I mean, if Ted wasn't doing the job. So question for Ted, Aaron?
Yeah, Ted, what kind of response have you received when you bring these numbers to the people in charge?
Well, relatively new into entering to the crime data. We Matt Rosenberg recently joined our team and doing a great job of bringing this data to life. You know, at WirePoints, we just think there's a lot of emotions right now about crime, and rightfully so. But we feel like we need more data because I don't know if everybody understands what the real issues are. So this is kind of our attempt at bringing these things to life. We haven't heard back yet. We haven't gotten any pushback yet. This is, again, their own data. We FOIA'd the police department for this data. So it's their own data. The question is, what does it mean? What is it, and to be clear about something, it doesn't mean that these issues that the police didn't eventually get there, right? It might be 30 minutes later, an hour, 2 hours now.
Right, but time matters.
Yeah, time matters a lot. I just want to be clear about that somebody does make it eventually, but it doesn't mean as much if it's a stabbing, for example.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking on the cops, and neither are you or none of us are.
Yeah.
We want to support the police. We want there to be more police, and while I realize there's buckets of money for the city to spend, and they come from different buckets. Yes, they still do have some money. A dome on Soldier Field is way less important to me than having enough cops on the street. No, so that would be question number one I'd have for the mayor today.
Yeah, well, that's one question. But I think we probably need to go back even a little bit more. It's a question of what kind of environment have we created for policing, right? We've had a horrible 2 years, and we know the reasons why, COVID, George Floyd. But we've had very little support or negative support sometimes from the mayor. We didn't support the police during the riots that happened in 2020. We've had the very damaging rhetoric of the defund movement. We're watching people come up while the policemen are in their cars and have people violate those cars, opening the doors, throwing fireworks into the cars. There's no respect for the police right now. So we're in a very dangerous situation where bad guys feel emboldened, not just to do bad things and to know that they're not going to get in trouble, but they feel emboldened enough to actually attack police. And that's where we've gotten to a point where we got to watch out, because we are spiraling right now.
Talking to Ted Dabrowski, president of wirepoints.org, Aaron Kennedy and Nick Gale. Other questions, guys? I'm looking through the stats while you guys talk.
I do have a question. Is there a way to narrow down where these calls that kind of went unanswered for a while came from within the city? Are there hot spots? Is there a way to figure that out?
Well, there certainly is. And so right now, this is the first time we've seen from anybody, as far as we know, the incidents that happened. A lot of the attention goes to how many times we've gone into these periods of they're called RAPs, but that's radio assignment pending. But these are periods of long periods of time when there's no police available. Those periods have increased. They've doubled or more since 2019. But that doesn't tell you how many incidents there are. So we've tried to go back and find out the incidents per year and then per police district. We haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten that data yet. So we're looking for it. And we do have where these RAPs, these periods are by police district, but we're not sure what data that tells you. We're still learning that data, and the police haven't given us enough detail yet on how to understand it.
You getting any pushback on this?
Not yet. We're waiting. This is scary. We've gotten a lot of people really interested in this. A lot of people are scared. This is the kind of stuff that when you hear about the murders all the time, right? We had a record 1,000 murders in Cook County, over 800 in Chicago. But this is equally scary, right? Because when there is trouble, you want to know the police is going to be there fast. And if they can't be, it's really dangerous. And we've also heard a lot about the reduction in the police force. We had over 13,000 police in 2019. Now we're 11,600. So we're down about 1,600 policemen. How many do we need? We don't know. And how many of them are behind desks and all that? We don't know very well or understand it very well. But we know that we need people to be there, immediately when there's an accident or an issue.
Is the lingering discussion of COVID affecting this in any way?
Well, I don't think COVID per se, like the COVID policies, but I think what it created is of course, right? Because, what happened during these 2 years, and you can't separate COVID from George Floyd either. We've just destroyed the morale, and you're seeing this. Not to mention, we've got a real problem with arrest rates now. We have a problem with prosecutions.
Well, yeah, I mean, with Kim Fox and Terry Evans and the mayor's control over the police department. I mean, if you're a cop, if you committed your life to risk your life for others and be a cop, and you can't respond to calls you're hearing on your radio, you're not in the area, but you now know nobody's going, I mean, that's got to be awful.
Well, there's that. There's also just the feel of, you're hearing too many stories of people, getting arrested, and the next day they're back on the street.
Yeah, of course.
They're back on the street. So you got to wonder for police, is it worth me grabbing that guy? Well, there's more serious things. Maybe the small thing, which is still a big thing, I'm going to let go because I got to go cover something else. And we're creating kind of this wow. vicious circle. And what we need to do is figure out how to get back to, respecting our police. Of course, we want the police reforms that make them the best they can be, right? We don't want bad apples. But we've got to get to the point where we respect our police, back them, make sure we prosecute, make sure we sentence. We've lost our sense. And luckily, we've seen things like what's happened in San Francisco with the recall of District Attorney Bowden. That was a good sign that people are sick of this kind of decarceration, anti-police effort.
Appreciate your time, Ted. Thank you. People go to wirepoints.org anytime and get updated news on what's wrong and how to make it right. Appreciate you being on.
Thanks for having me on.